Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sire and Fam Podcast. Now that I've actually counted the episodes, I believe this is episode 9. Well, episode 10, because I have 9. I counted 9. I'm so slow. Anywho, I got a new pair of earbuds, so hopefully the sound is good and there isn't a bad rattle noise when you listen to the videos, because I probably need to, like, redo them or edit those sounds out. So today I'm going to do something a little different. I decided that I'm gonna do game quotes, and I just felt like whether game quotes or I do something like, I don't know, whether game quotes or have my characters do something stupid, because that's what they always do. But I'm gonna try and do some game quotes today. Well, for me, tonight, since it's 9:30 right now. 9:38 to be exact. So, I'm gonna do some quotes for the game called Undertale. Give me a second, I'm looking for some good quotes to use that most people know about. Yeah, so let me see. Try to make sure that I'm not gonna screw these up, because I haven't seen the game in a while, and I'm pretty sure that my laptop will not catch the audio from any of the game playthroughs. Alrighty, so Flowey is pretty much this flower in the game that is also a little goat boy named Ezreal. Now, Ezreal comes later on in the game when things are when things are quote unquote fixed. Any gamers that are listening will probably know what I'm talking about. When I'm talking about Undertale and Flowey. So yeah, I'm gonna go on ahead and get started because I have my friends are gonna call me in a bit to talk about some game that he's developing with a few others. I'm the voice actor in the game, so I have to be there. It's mandatory. Yeah. Alright, anywho. Okay, another heads up. The character's voice is raspy. Well, for my spin to it, his voice is raspy. So, yeah. Claps for me. This is gonna kill me. Howdy, I'm Flowey. Flowey the flower. Honestly, it's not really bad for me to just be doing this. I'm just talking in between things while I'm looking. Because there's a whole lot of writing underneath it. And it's weird. Alright, I wonder what happens when something without a soul gains the will to live? This is honestly very weird. I don't know why someone dragged me out here to do this. Like, seriously, someone dragged me here and was like, oh, you're gonna be doing something like this. It makes absolutely no sense. This is so weird. Why didn't Frisk just get me to do something else? Let's see. Alrighty. If you let me live, I'll come back. I'll kill you. I'll kill everyone. I'll kill everyone you love. I actually say this crap, don't I? Wow. Hey, I'm good. It's really cool. Well,
Well, you did do what I told you. I guess it's up to me to get you a real happy ending. This is so weird. Why do I do this? Why do I do this to myself? Ugh. I don't understand. What have I done? What have I done? What have I done? I don't get it. This is gonna be a really short recording, isn't it? Apparently it is. You said all of the darn quotes, huh? Wow, you idiot. Wait, what are these? What are these? Who cares? Okay, that's one character. So, we're gonna move on to another one. There's others. I can pretty much, after that one, I think I'm just gonna do my own spin on the characters this time. So, next one is Metaton. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes. So, darling, I heard that you needed a little bit of help with something, so I decided to come on down and help you. I mean, who wouldn't want a very handsome robot to come help you? I mean, I am your best friend and all. So, if my intuition, let's say, is correct, you need my help with fashion. And I so happen to know a wide range of fashion. Take my beautiful, sexy pink boots, for example. Very, very full of fashion. Goes with my whole outfit. Pink is in now. For men and women alike. So, let's get started, shall we?
Oh, jeez, that killed me about near. Whew! Alrighty, that was Metaton. Next one, we will do Sans. Sans is actually pretty fun. I like to do Sans. In my opinion, I'm not that good at doing Sans, but I'll still do it. Okay, let's see.
Hey, kid. I got a joke to tell you. What do you call a camel with three humps?
I don't know, Sans. What do you call it?
Pregnant. Isn't that funny? Pregnant, because, you know, usually camels have two. But, you know, this one has three.
Sans, you got that from a movie.
Well, I mean, come on, Frisk. It was funny at least, wasn't it?
Yeah, I can admit it was funny. But what about another? Maybe another joke, please?
Alrighty, kiddo. Let's see, what can I do? You know, I actually have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, why?
Well, probably since you aren't laughing hard enough.
Bone skeletons. That's actually a really good one.
Yeah, I guess cheesy jokes are the better ones to get you laughing, huh?
Oh, jeez. I suck at jokes, okay? Bear with me. Okay. Next one I will do will be Sans's brother, Papyrus. I kind of do that one better than I do Sans, because that one's more... He's more the Skeletor guy, kind of sounding like. Whew! Let's do this. Let's destroy our minds with this one.
You know, Sans, it's not really that fun, isn't it? You can't make jokes all day and expect her to laugh at every single one. I mean, you make jokes every day. Why not sit here, get some spaghetti, and be fine?
Pappy, you do realize that I'm only doing this to make her laugh. It doesn't matter how many times I tell a joke, I just do it. Because the human, well, in some cases, funnier than you. How dare you say this to the great Papyrus? For I always make people laugh. Example, Frisk. What exactly do you think is the main persona for Sans here?
Oh, well, I guess he's okay.
Nonsense. He's actually very lazy. Very. He sleeps at his post almost every time. Actually, no, scratch that. Every time. Hey, that's not really very nice. I know it isn't very nice, but you still do it.
Actually, he's not wrong, Sans. Actually, kind of cute.
Cute. Oh my. Pappy, I gotta go. But where to, brother? Nowhere. I gotta go. Huh. Did you do something to him?
I don't know. All right, that was Papyrus and Frisk and all right. Anywho, next character I will do will be Frisk, because why not? I've been using her in the last two, so why not? Okay, I think I got it. So, why is there a dog here? Actually, you're actually pretty cute. Aww. You're rolling on your back. That's so adorable. But I don't know how Sans will feel if there's a dog in the house suddenly. Maybe if he doesn't know, I can actually keep him. What do you say? Aww, adorable. All right, come on, little fellow. Let's go.
Oh, I love doing animal impressions with skits. It's so funny. Let's see. Okay, next one I'll do will be Toriel. Why not? Can't have Flowey and not have Goat Mom, which is what everyone calls her. Everyone calls her Goat Mom. All right, let's see. Child, I was just wondering, what kind of pie do you like? I was thinking of probably making a butterscotch cinnamon pie for later on after dinner. Maybe you and Azrael can share it. If you want to, I can make two, just in case. Just in case you guys run out of pie to eat. Oh. That reminds me. Azrael won't be home till later, so could you possibly help me with some of the errands around the house? Oh, thank you very much. I'll be hanging up now. Bye! Oh, that was actually pretty nice. I like that one. Alrighty. Next one will be Azrael himself. I actually like this one. He's adorable. Let's see.
Kara, what are you doing? Stop, you shouldn't be hitting a kitten like that. He didn't do anything to you. Azrael, you don't understand. It scratched me. I know it scratched you, but you scared it first. So, you shouldn't be hitting it. Put the stick down, okay? You are no fun at all, I swear.
Isn't that my reason for being here? To keep you calm and bored the whole time?
Dummy.
I know. But just be nice to it, okay? Yeah, whatever.
Alright, that was Asriel with Kara.
And since we're talking about Kara, let's go to Kara. Now, for Kara, I'm gonna do two parts of it. So I'm gonna do my version, or my own little small skit of nice Kara, or passive Kara, and then my own version of genocide Kara. Okay. Hey, Azzy, come on! We have to hurry up! The bus is about to leave!
Coming! Just wait a bit!
I swear. Every time we have to go to school, he has to be the one that lags around. Seriously, if he keeps doing this, teachers are going to soon catch up to him.
You're gonna find out he's not doing any of his work by the time he gets to the house.
Again, who knows what they already have?
Yeah, I'm trying to be short because they're probably gonna start calling me in a bit anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. That was passive. Now, be warned. Genocide Kara is not very good. Hence the word genocide. So, yeah. I'm gonna deepen my voice a little bit for this.
Now, you know exactly what I want, right? I want your blood on my knife. Isn't that something that everyone asks for? Or is it just me? Because to me, seeing blood is normal. Don't you think? It'll be really fun just to watch as the life drains from your body, don't you think? Let's get started, shall we?
Oh, that's gonna give me nightmares. Alrighty. Now we move on to Asgore. Asgore is pretty much the king of the underground, if you think about it. Yeah, pretty much king of underground. He's more laid back than everyone else, I think, to me. He is more laid back. Then again, at the same time, he kind of isn't. Whew! Trying to suppress a yawn. Perfect. Alrighty.
Tori, now you know that the kids don't really need this much sugar this time of night.
I know, but they're just so cute together. I can't help but spoil them.
I can't help but spoil them either, but there are restrictions. They're getting older. Before you know it, they'll be doing their own things later.
I know.
That's that for today. Message me on Anchor or on my Instagram. I'll just tell it here because I'm pretty sure you probably won't be able to find it. Well, I could put it in the description for this video. Not really video, for this recording. And you guys can just go to my Instagram. And you can just DM me what you want to hear. So, yeah. Have a nice night, everybody, or day. Bye-bye.